Ross, what was the wash up for the group out of the weekend? Obviously a lot to like, but came up just short.
Yeah, a lot to like, came up short. We'd like more connection into our forward 50. We worked really hard, but really the difference in the game was how many times we turned the ball over in our D50, which is really coachable, and we've improved that before, and it hadn't been a big issue all year. So yeah, that were the main lessons. We really liked, I think there's basically four second game players and a couple with six, and like probably 9 or 10 players less than 20 games. So we're really pleased. St Kilda have been rebuilding for 5 years, so and we think we had some quality out of the team in Bernal and Hill and Alex Pearce. So the big picture is we feel we're growing and we're learning, and we feel we're on the right path. So in saying that, we want to win games of AFL football, and we're going across to try and aim win the game against North Melbourne, but at the same time that dual narrative of continued development. So we've been pleased how we've attacked the game in the last 2 weeks, and just fallen short, we'll learn from it and move on.
What are the options you're looking at to restructure your forward line without Cam McCarthy?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit challenging. Eddie had's a different surface, and it's a quick surface, so we can do it a number of ways. So look, we've exposed most of our list. There's only a couple young lads still down there to have a look at, and our depth chart on key forwards isn't that deep, so we'll have a look at it. We're aiming to have Stephen Hill available, Connor Blakely comes back available. There were some good performances in the twos, and Ryan Nias played well, and Kirsten and Tabernard down there. So there's a bit in the mix, but we'll get through training, and we're just finishing our review up, really. It's hard. They were just in here, so it's hard to get all your review done in one session. So we tend to drip feed it in. So we're still sort of taking care of the weekend. We'll train today and then get to the team down the track.
The challenge for you, I suppose, is, Walters was sensational in kicking goals and everything, but their tall forwards seem to win the game in the end with their big marks in the last quarter. Yeah. What do you do with your forward setup in that sense? Do you have to go tall, or can you win games maybe going a little bit smaller and a bit quicker?
No, of course we can win games going smaller. Well, we went in tall, didn't we? We went in with Aaron and playing a fair bit forward, so that lasted all of 12 minutes. So that made it a bit more difficult. Yeah, of course, we won 6 out of 7 with Kirsten McCarthy and Mundy and those types. Of course you can. So, but our connection, we slaughtered some opportunities. So, and you're right. Bruce took a couple of good contested marks late, but that's not why they won the game. They won the game because we slaughtered the ball when we didn't have much pressure on us. So that connection piece and that we've just got to keep working on.
How did Kirsten react to getting dropped, and is he a good chance to come in?
No, the first part of your question is like all professional players. There's disappointment, but there's understanding, and players understand when they're not at their best, and they understand sometimes it's best for them to go back and relieve that pressure and get to work at a lesser level and feel good about yourself. It was really challenging conditions. And as I said on the second part of the question, well, we'll get to the match committee later in the week.
Has Connor Blakely come straight back in, Ross?
Which I said, he's available for selection, and look, I'm not going to conduct selection here. That's not fair on anyone to do match committee here, but he's clearly available. He needs to train today, he needs to train Friday, and you would think it's more likely, wouldn't you, because he was in good form, but he learned some lessons out of it. As a club, we take a step forward, because you just can't be ruled by performance game day. I mean, there's strong history throughout the league within this state. If you just measure your club on what you deliver game day, you can end up in trouble down the track. We all know that. So when the garment starts to fray a little bit, as gentle as that was, you need to commit to some preparation and some standards. Otherwise, what do you stand for? Nothing.
Can we ask how you were told about Connor and being down south? How did it actually...
Yeah, you can ask, but I think it's irrelevant. But it's all been dealt with and he's back available, so we all move on. That'd be nice.
Did it cost you the win, or could it have cost you the win on the weekend? He's such an important player and had such a great season.
No, players go out all the time. I thought Stephen Hill would probably be a loss as well. That just happens. Players go down, players go out for a whole variety of reasons. But no, not at all. It's a moot point.
Ross, is there any concern that Aaron Aaron's latest injury, another tendon injury, could potentially be the end of his career. I know he signed a 1-year deal, but is there any concern from your part or the club or even Aaron that with an ageing body, his body might not be able to support him anymore?
No, it all depends what mindset you come from. And knowledge, really. Our knowledge base is strong on tendon injuries. I've seen a number of players tear their tendon in half. Once tendons are repaired, they're stronger than what they were. So he'll do the work. He'll come back. He's had one before, and it's stronger than it was before. So tendons heal really well. As long as the surgery goes well, there's always a risk for any piece of surgery anyone has. There's always lots of risks involved. But if the surgery goes well, he'll be fine. So he'll butter up and get going. He's very, we bound it about, he's a special person, Aaron. He works hard, he's a great leader, he's been a great player. He's been committed to the club, the club's looked after him. So, and when you're bringing a young group through, you need your senior modellers that bring the young group through the right way and they don't get lost. So yeah, he's incredibly important. But to answer your question, yeah, we're full of confidence. Does it come with challenge at his age? Yeah, of course it does. The wear and tear over a long period of time, but they've never been better conditioned and looked after and not beaten up during the week. So it avails itself to play longer. We're seeing that right throughout the league. So I think it's a legitimate question with his age and profile. But, yeah, certainly it can be done and will be done.
So is he a different sort of beast to rehab given his size and weight and his stature as well?
Yeah, well, no, he's certainly physiologically a different human because of his size and the weight. We tend to label him a bit, don't we? So, he's fine. I think I'm no expert. It would come with some challenges. And but he does everything. He's amazing work ethic and a well-rounded person. He'll be fine.
How about you? Are you excited at the prospect of giving Sean Darcy a bit more game time in light of Aaron being out and a big challenge this week against Todd Goldstein?
Well, it aligns with what we're doing, doesn't it? I mean, it just aligns. But he's got to continue to perform. We've got players below, John Griffin, Luke Stranatica, and Matthew Taberner, who rucks as well. So it's a performance industry. You just don't gift game. You've got to earn them. And, because if you're a real good player, you play for 10 years. So second-year players, you're 20% way through your career. So you've got to learn and you've got to stand up quickly. It's not we just roll along. But he's really earning his spot. He's been significant impact for a young ruckman.
It's quite rare for a ruckman of his age to be so good this early on. Can he shoulder the brunt of the ruck load, or do you need to bring someone in to help him out, maybe like a Griffin?
Well, it's a work in progress. We always have two. So Cox can ruck, Johnson can ruck. Typically we don't like playing two ruckmen. A lot of teams don't. Some teams can handle it. But typically we did for a while, then we went away from it. So it's a contingency approach. You try and pick a team to win every week, and do you need two or do you need one and a mobile one? So there's nothing set in stone with that. It's a contingency approach.
Ross, on Cam McCarthy, given he'll miss the two matches, do you give him a week off? The fact that he's played pretty much every game coming back to footy this season, do you give him a week
away? Yeah, it's quite insightful. It's been a big load. Off a year off, it was pre-season, he never missed. He's done everything, and this is the hardest part of the year. So not the vibrancy of the start, not the excitement of the end of potentially finals. That real grindy period, and young players that can get hold of them. So for him, he was a bit sore in his groins. It's an opportunity to... He'll train. We just don't say... Because you decondition relatively quickly, as we all know, as we look around the room. So he'll continue to guard. But, yeah, we'll just probably freshen him up a little bit.
Ross,
sorry, guys.
Thanks, mate. Ross, Harley Bunnell, do you unleash him this week? Do you give him a crack at Peel Thunder, or are you keeping him on those reins a little bit
longer? It was on Channel 7 News if you had tuned in. You probably didn't.
No, I didn't actually, no.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, we're aiming for him next week, if everything goes smoothly. He'll train fully today, Friday, and... aim for him to play at Peel next week, so we'll get the vans down there and we'll all tune in. But for him, there'll always be some apprehension just about that stability of the calf. But he's carrying that really well, and he just wants to get on the footy field and just display what he's good at doing. But we're not expecting miracles. There'll be no judgment on form. But to roll him out and play a big signing for us, if he can build, he'll, at this point, if he plays next week, well, he's a sort of seven. He can build and maybe get a handful of senior games before the end. And, you know, Peel, by playing finals, he could play Peel finals and then roll into a pre-season. That would be really a great scenario for Harley and us.
Is Harley, can you sense a bit of excitement from Harley, given that he knows football is close, or is it because of the setbacks he's had in the past, he sort of just keeps that a pretty...
No, on the surface he's excited, but you're right, underneath there'd be some anxiety, I would think.
Just ask Nick Riebolt and the Griffin Logue situation. What did you make of Nick's call for the ball and then the 50-metre penalty, just from Nick's point of view? Did you
see it? I didn't think much about Nick, but I thought a fair bit about Griffin needs to sharpen up and understand the rules and become a pro.
Did you think it was fair then by Nick, or unsportsmanlike to do that?
I thought it was professional.
So did you think it was a bit maybe naive from Griffin, not to Griffin Logue, not to...
Yeah, I'm not going to label it. I just think the rules are the rules. Know the rules, play to the rules. And if you play within the rules, you're fine, aren't you? So... it's as simple as that.
What did you advise him? What's the advice to go to the umpire and say who actually has the free kick?
I think stay aware, understand where the ball's got to get back to, because they're the rules. And that's being a professional at your craft. It's like you guys come in and ask good questions and he's got to return the ball on the full.